SOP 218. Today we're talking about getting on some thick skin, and I'm telling you about my final grade on Amazon S3 as a web host.
It's the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
All right. Hello and welcome to the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. I am your personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson. Thanking you very much for tuning in. I do realize that your time is of value and you're taking some time with me right now. I do deeply appreciate that. If you'd like to contact me, I would love to hear from you. Our email is dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. Our phone number, courtesy of podcastvoicemail.com, 888-563-3228. That number again, 888-563-3228. Everything we talk about today, you can find in our show notes. Just go to shownotes.schoolofpodcasting.com. And when you're ready to start your podcast, come out and visit us at schoolofpodcasting.com. Well, one of the things I was talking with one of the members of the School of Podcasting about was the fact that they had started a podcast and they had gotten some good reviews in iTunes. They had gotten some feedback from listeners saying, hey, I really like it. But then somebody went in iTunes and wrote them a rather scathing review. And I said, well, welcome to podcasting. Here's the thing. This is the truth, whether it's a blog, whether it's a podcast, whether it's a live performance. I'm actually a musician myself. You can't please everybody. You just can't. And the interesting thing about the internet, because a lot of this is anonymous. Now, in iTunes, you have your little login name and stuff, but you don't really know who wrote that review. There's no way to contact them and say, hey, why did you say that? And when people are anonymous, they tend to be what I call 10 feet tall and bulletproof. They will say things about you that they would never say to your face. And when I talk to people, musicians, about marketing, I say, here's the thing to keep in mind. I once had a person that came up to me and said, Dave, I love to hear you play the guitar. I followed you around. I was at your last gig. I'm at this one. Where are you guys playing next? I just love to hear you play the guitar. Now, that made me feel very, very good. But I also had some music on a website that was my own. It was original music. I wrote it, and it was a website where people could review it. Now, I asked for it, and these people said, whoa, this is awful. It sounds like leftover 80s hair metal, blah, 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 and it just... You know, it hurt because that was my art. But here's the thing to keep in mind. Number one, you're not going to please everybody. And number two, by voicing your opinion, by making your voice heard, some people will love you and think you're the best guitar player ever. Well, some people are going to love you and think you're the best podcaster ever. They love your style. They love... You seem to be talking about everything they want to hear. Some people could take you or leave you. You're not bad. You're not awful. They might subscribe. They might not. And some people just find you completely annoying. And that is the nature of the biz. And if you can't take a little constructive criticism, and I don't mind constructive criticism. I've had people say, look, can you get to the point? And I think I'm doing better at that. It's the people that attack you personally. And luckily, I don't get a lot of that. And for the record, I haven't really gotten a lot of that. But you do get negative reviews. And you'll get some people that say, I just love the podcast. So I always tell people, don't believe your best review and don't believe your worst review. Because it's the stuff in the middle that really counts. I mean, I'm not going to lie to you. I love it when somebody says, I really like your podcast. Because I'm not doing this... because I like the sound of my own voice. I'm doing this because I love to help people. I want to help people harness the power of internet. But I do have to let them know that, you know, if you're going to be crushed because somebody doesn't like what you do, then don't put it out there. Because inevitably, somebody's going to say, you stink. And that's okay, because there are plenty of podcasts out there that I really, really like. And there are plenty that, you know, just don't do it for me. And usually what happens is I don't send them an email to say, you stink. I usually just unsubscribe and I don't listen again. And all you can do is take the time that you have to develop the best content you have to make people come back. And if you put it out there and they don't come back, you can look at, what did I do to get the word out about my podcast? Did I go where my potential audience is and let them know where it's at? And if you did, then it's like, well, you did the best you could. And if you love your topic, then keep doing it. Don't let a negative review say, oh, that's it. Because that may be one person, while the other 10,000 people, the other 90 people that are listening to your podcast love you to death. They just haven't voiced it yet. So keep that in mind. When you have bad customer service, you will tell, depending on what you read, 10 people to say, man, I went to this restaurant last night. The waitress was horrible. The food was cold, yada, yada. And you will tell everybody you know. But if you go to a restaurant that was really, really good, you may bring that up. If somebody asks you, do you know of any place to eat that's good? You might say, oh, yeah, I went to this one place. But you won't the next day wake up and go, man, I got to tell you what I did last night. I went to this restaurant and it was phenomenal. When we're happy with our service, when we're happy with what we're receiving, when we're happy with content in this case, we don't really run around saying, hey, let me tell you about this podcast I heard. But if somebody says something that makes you mad or upset, you'll probably say, I got to tell you about this stupid podcast. I heard this. It was amazing. I was listening to Edgy Podcast Reviews at edgypodcastreviews.com, and they were talking about this one podcast. I think it was called Erotic Awakenings. And the one guy, I think they said his name was Dan, who was not the host of Edgy Podcast Reviews, was talking about how his girlfriend's husband... Now, I'll give you just a couple seconds to put the two and two. The guy was talking about his girlfriend's husband. And that was like, wow, what kind of podcast is that? I can't believe they're doing this. And it kind of offended me, because they just talked about that like if it was a lifestyle. To me, that's just wrong, being a married person who loves his wife. I found that to be wrong. And this is nothing against Edgy Podcast Reviews. They just review what people send them. But when I heard that, I've told so many people about this podcast, because the topic is, to me, a sad sign of America, that cheating on your spouse is just an alternative lifestyle choice. So that's an example. When things move you in a negative way, you're much more likely to talk about it to somebody than if somebody really, really moves you. Now, on occasion, you will see something on TV and you're like, wow, did you see that last night? There was actually this good news and this person helped somebody, and, you know, things like that. But I just wanted to let you know that you will eventually get some negative feedback, and that's okay. Just keep in mind, you can't make everybody happy. And hopefully your audience occasionally get an email from people that say, you know what, Dave, I really like your podcast because you're just talking to me like I'm sitting across the table. And you know what? You're right. Today I have no notes. I have no notes. I don't even have an outline. I'm doing this off the top of my head. Some people go, Dave, you drive me nuts because you need an outline and you repeated yourself and it took you forever to get to the point. You know what? You're right. I probably do. And that's the way today I'm choosing to do my podcast. Am I taking everything I can to bring you the best content? I believe I am right now, because I'm talking from my heart, not from a piece of paper. And that's my choice. And that's the other thing about a podcast. You're the producer. You're the editor. Your podcast is unique to you. To you. Nobody else. There are other podcasts about podcasting. There are. But none of them like this one, because it's my point of view. So don't let another podcast that's similar to yours stop you from podcasting. And if you're already podcasting, don't let a negative comment sink your podcast. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep following your passion and keep reaching out to that global audience. Amazon S3. I've talked about this in the past. For the last 2 months, this is one of those where it's like 15 cents per terabyte of transfer, and it sounds so unbelievably cheap. I have 107 episodes of the Logical Weight Loss Podcast, or I had, on Amazon.com, and Libsyn is my preferred host for media, Libsyn.com, Libsyn.com. $12 a month gives you unlimited, doesn't matter how many episodes I have, doesn't matter how many times they're downloaded. I love Libsyn. Have been a big fan since 2005. But this other podcast I started, and I heard about Amazon.com. This is one of the things I do. I try new stuff so you don't have to. And I'm telling you now, if you're going to have a lot of episodes, Amazon S3, not the way to go. Because the last two bills from my Amazon account were over $40. Realize I could be paying $12 at Libsyn. And I don't know about you, $30 is, that's a tank of gas. You know, $30 is, to me, it's not a huge amount of money. But if somebody comes up and says, hey, buddy, do you have a dime? And I go, well, maybe. And they go, can you give me $30? I'm going to be like, hold on a second, $30? And so I actually wrote a report about this. And if you go out to, again, shownotes.schoolofpodcasting.com, I've also got a link to this out at my blog at davidjackson.org. And I've actually got this report. If you're in this boat, if you're going, you know, I did the same thing, thought it was going to be cheap, and now I'm sunk, I've got a report that walks you step by step to get from Amazon S3 to Libsyn. Now, for the record, Libsyn does not have an affiliate account. I get no kickback from Libsyn or Wizard TV, who owns them. And really, if you want to move to any other host that's not Amazon S3, this will work the same way. I found some tools to help you move that makes it so easy. And I've got a report. It's $4.95 for the report. It's a little ebook. But being that I'm going to save you about 3 hours of work, that $4.95 is the best work you'll ever spend. And for members of the School of Podcasting, that's free. And that is all we're going to talk about for today at the School of Podcasting. Again, that's our website, schoolofpodcasting.com. You can email me, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. You can call in your comments, courtesy of podcastvoicemail.com. The number, 888-563-3228. Or you can leave a comment by going out to our website, see it at shownotes.schoolofpodcasting.com. And if you're ready to start a podcast, you know, summer's here and the time is right for starting a podcast. Come out and visit us, schoolofpodcasting.com. I've got a tour you can go through right there. You can see a little me in a video and click the Join Now button on the right-hand side and start podcasting today. So thanks for listening, and until next week, class is dismissed.